then there was another international conference for structures in fire. And it was amazing. I think it's the point that I decided to change my career life, like from thermal design to the structural fire design.
Kia ora, I'm Troy, here as Chief Executive, and welcome to Stirring the Pot. Thanks for connecting. If you're new, here's what you can expect. We're going to be talking the tough stuff, the things that keep us metal minds up at night. There are many challenges facing our industry and equally many opinions on how we should tackle them. Stirring the Pot provides a facilitated forum to discuss and challenge these viewpoints.
So let's get to the nuts and bolts of it. Today we are having a kōrero with Fan Chun Ming, who is no stranger to Hera as a structural fire research engineer within our team. We are shining the spotlight on him as the recipient of the Student of the Year Award, which he received at this year's Future Forum Industry Awards in Otatahi, Christchurch. Kia ora, Fan Chun. It'd be great if you could start by telling us a little bit about yourself, like where you're from and how you got interested in becoming an engineer.
Yes, kia ora tato, ko Fan Chun tako iguna, no China oko tipuna. Kete noho ake Auckland. Hello everyone, my name is Fan Chun and I'm from China, but I'm living and working in New Zealand as a structural fire research engineer. Oh, it's the reason for becoming a structural engineer or civil engineer. In the beginning is because when I was a kid, my hometown was in a seismic area, you know, close to Japan, next to Korea. So it's very important for us to protect our house, to protect everything like the building from the earthquake. So as a kid, I think, okay, then what should we do with the building? So before going to the college, so I think this may be the chance to determine my career life. So I should like to become a structural engineer. Then, yeah.
Oh, kia ora. Also, did you ever feel any earthquakes at home in China?
When I was a kid, yes, there was an earthquake. I was in the kitchen, you know, eating this. Then I was eating the snack. Then my mom and my father run into the kitchen and taking me out of the house. It's a quite a small earthquake back in China, but from that point, I realized that everyone is afraid of that, especially when they are in the building. So I think this may be something that make me to choose structural engineer or civil engineer to be the career.
It affected you when you were young, yeah?
Yes, yes. I'm really afraid of the earthquake because they are, you know, back in my hometown, my house was constructed by bricks instead of the concrete or the timber. It's really sensitive to the earthquake. And during, you know, back to that time, I saw the collapse of a building. So I thought it's quite dangerous for everyone in China.
That's very scary. You were living on a more built up area when you were younger.
It's like an area in close to CBD. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back when I was a kid, China was still in chaos or something like that. You know, the construction, the regulation, the law, everything was in the early age of the development. So the quality of the construction back to that time was very, very low. Mm. So that's the thing. I think that's the main thing that many people was worrying about, the earthquake.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Cool. You have focused on structural fire research in your career trajectory. What got you interested in this niche area?
It was very interesting. Back into the college, I started to focus on the seismic design, like the earthquake. But you know, there are a lot of people in China. There are a lot of seismic engineers in China. And by accident, I went to the Tongjin University for a view of their structural fire test. I can remember their test was on the concrete field steel tubular columns. It was very interesting. And then there was another international conference for structures in fire. It was amazing. I think it's the point that I decided to change my career life, like from seismic design to the structural fire design. I met a lot of people there. I really enjoyed the presentation there. I think I saw, from my memory, I think I saw Tony Abu from the University of Canterbury, Charles Clifton from the University of Auckland. And I think from that point, I started to more focus on the structure in fire. And these experts told me that there are huge demand in the market for the structural fire engineer instead of seismic engineer. Yeah, there are also a huge demand, but compared with the seismic engineer, structural fire engineer is more, you know, required in the market.
In demand, sorry. I guess that leads into my next question. How has this led to career opportunities?
I have to talk about this international conference again. It was a very famous conference. It was held like every 2 years, and back to China I cannot remember the time, 2012 or 2014. It was held in China, in Shanghai, Tongji University. I thought I have enjoyed the presentation there, and I have a book about these presentations. Then I think maybe I should, you know, to have a PhD study focus on these areas. So I send out the email to Charles Clifton and to see if there are any position for PhD students in his group. Then he decided to bring me from China to New Zealand.
Ah, good choice.
I think so.
What was your PhD research on, and what are the key things that your research found?
Okay, it's about the structures, steel frame structures in fire. Traditionally, we are focusing to test the steel elements, like steel beams, columns, in isolation, you know, just test the column or just test the beam in fire. But if we look at this fire accident, it seems like the test is different from the accident, you know, the results, the performance of the columns and the beams. So we are trying to more focus on the performance of the assemblage, like steel beam, column, composite floor together. So I worked with Charles to build a numerical model using ArcQuS to explore their performance in fire, to fully incorporate the effect from steel beam and the composite floor on the column. We found that in long span structures, the column may not perform as predicted because the interaction with steel beam and composite floor may reduce the fire resistance of the columns. So we developed a new measure to predict the limiting temperature. This will give columns a resilience in fire. So yeah, that's it.
Cool. I have a question from a non-engineer person. Yep. When you do this testing, do you physically put a column with fire, or is it more a simulation of temperatures, and or do you actually physically burn a piece of steel?
We will not burn.
We're trying to burn.
Yeah, we're trying to burn something to heat up steel and columns and beams. But for my research, I was using the numerical simulation, but we are confident about the simulation results because I have compared them with several international really good test results, and they agreed very well. So we are confident with the simulation results, even we do not have any test for this research.
Mm-hmm. Cool. As part of your research, you mentioned as well that you work closely with Charles Clifton, who he's very well known in our industry. How did you find that experience?
Charles Clifton, yeah, the famous guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, good guy, famous guy in the industry and in the academic. And he's very, very knowledgeable. You know, back in my PC study period, I realized that he's so knowledgeable. Every time I ask any question, he can give me some insights or share some experience about this issue. And he's a man with patience. I realized that I asked some a lot of stupid questions in the beginning.
No question is a stupid question.
Oh, thank you. And he replied everything with details and with encouragement. Yeah, I really appreciate his help during the PhD study. And his guy was also passionate about the, he's a passionate guy about the research. I received a lot of email, you know, after work, 9 p.m., 11 p.m. I know he is passionate about fire and structures, especially for steel structures.
Mm,
and recently, I think he has got a promotion to the professor.
Yes.
Yeah, professor.
Well done, Charles.
Yeah, well done, Charles. He deserves it.
Mm.
And it's my pleasure and it's my honor to work with him.
Oh, that's awesome.
During my PhD study, yeah.
Yeah, oh, awesome. Did Charles have anything to do with your application to your role here at HERA? Did he encourage you? Did you even ask him about HERA? Did you know that he was connected with HERA at all?
Yes, I know he was connected to HERA before. I have his CV, and I know he has published a huge amount of reports in HERA. And I know he's like a good connection to in HERA as well. Before my graduation, and he told me that, do you have any career plan? Yes, I do have my own career plan as well. And research is the first thing I want to look at. And then he told me that HERA has a perfect position in structures and in fire. And if you are interested, I would like to help you to, yeah. Yeah, he's such a nice guy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. And look where you are now. You're here.
Yes.
Since you joined HERA, what are the key project focuses you have been concentrating on?
Yeah, there are a lot of interesting projects. The first one is the slab panel measure. It makes full use of the tensile membrane action in the composite floor, and which can leave the steel beams unprotected, you know, secondary steel beams unprotected. It's very interesting because this is the most important theory, you know, things of membrane action in the composite floor. And I was really happy to get involved for this in this project. And we published a report and updated a software in this area. And it is very beneficial to everyone who wants to use the slab panel method or who want to reduce their cost or investment on the fire protection materials. Yeah. And another project is the HERA Intumescent Optimization Tool. And we are going to develop a tool to optimize the usage of intumescent on steel elements, steel beams and columns. And this will help structural engineers and the steel manufacturers to optimize their design in the initial stage. And I think this is very helpful. At the same time, I'm working with Mikhail about the circular design. I'm trying to help to input something from the structural fire side. And I hope they can find something useful for their benefit. And another thing is I'm also working with Charles Clifton. We are going to take over the full function of the sprinkler system, because the sprinkler system in New Zealand is so reliable. If it is so reliable, why don't we fully consider it a functioning fire? But there are a lot of work in this area, a lot of work, and we're still in the beginning stage for this project.
Cool. When you look at engineering in China and New Zealand, what are the key differences you see?
China has experienced a crazy economic development in the past 30 or 20 years. And they have built a lot of infrastructure in the past decades. And many structural engineers are got involved in these high-rise or long-span structures. But in New Zealand, I think we are more focusing on the lower residential buildings or commercial buildings. So I think this is the big difference, the biggest difference between two countries. But after the economic development of 30 years, like, I think China will change in the future. I think the structural engineers in China may not have that much opportunities anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. What do you love about your job here at Hera?
This is a very good question. The first thing is like we do have an impact to the fire safety of the structures in New Zealand. This is the most important thing, and we are do make our community safer. And another thing is like working as a researcher, it is people have to continuously learn in this job, and I'm really, really looking forward to learn something new about fire from the fire design to the structural design and also the coatings about fire, and we do solve a lot of problems from the industry, and we are helping them to optimize the use of the coatings from their side, and also I think we are trying our best to make New Zealand construction more sustainable. I think this is also very important to everyone in New Zealand and everyone in the world.
Correct, yeah. And you also love working with all the other cool staff, eh?
Yes,
yeah.
Of course, for sure, especially with you.
Thanks, Vanchen. Do you have any advice for other engineering students so that they can have the same career wins as you have experienced?
Yes, I think if you ask me to share, I think stay curious and building a strong knowledge foundation is the most important thing for a structural engineer.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Vanchen.
Thanks.
And congratulations on your award.
Oh.
Student of the Year.
Oh.
Did you forget about that already?
No, of course not.
That was awesome. And I guess a surprise for you.
Oh.
At the Future Forum.
Yes, yes.
Back in
yes.
May that we held, yeah?
That was totally a surprise for me.
Well, congratulations on the award anyway and fully deserved.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Cool. So there you go. Thanks for joining our conversation with Vanchen today. If you'd like to connect more with him, you'll find his details in the show notes. We are very proud of Vanchen being awarded Student of the Year at our Future Forum Industry Awards. He is a fantastic part of our team, and his knowledge of structural fire performance has played an important part in supporting our industry in this space. We'd also like to thank Charles Clifton for his nomination of Vanchen for this award, the judges in this selection process, and most importantly, New Zealand Steel for their sponsorship of this event. It is exciting to see our future engineers making ripples already. Food for thought till we see you next time. So hit subscribe, and if you liked what you heard today, please like, review, or share with any Metalminds you know. Let's spread the word. Are you an engineering student who cares about the future of our built world? We want to ensure our industry is doing all it can for a better tomorrow, so we are looking for students to join our student membership so that we can help shift the narrative for heavy engineering and the steel industry in Aotearoa. To find out more about how Hera can support you and your career pathway, check out the links in the show notes.